This is the County Cricket Roundup podcast for the 7th of June. Yorkshire dominated the third day in Scarborough, losing just one wicket to the addition of 329 runs to close on 358 for 4 against Nottinghamshire. Phil Jakes hit 51, which was the epic unbroken fifth wicket stand between Andrew Gale and Gary Balance that tore the visitors' attack to shreds. They added 237 in 68 overs and both reached three figures. Captain Gale ended on 159, with Balance on 103. Sussex made a better fist of their second innings than they did their first, reaching stumps in it on 228 for 4 against Middlesex. They lost Luke Wells in their opening over, but Chris Nash and Michael Yardley added 67, before Ed Joyce and Luke Wright put an unbroken 105 the fifth wicket. Joyce ended undefeated on 75, with Wright on 48. Ollie Raine had earlier completed his five-wicket haul, as Sussex's first innings was ended at 222, with Wright ninth man out for 77. Warwickshire have an outside chance of forcing a win on the final day against Surrey. The home side closed a shortened third day in Guildford on 269 for 7, and have lighted the defending champion 631. Half centuries from Aaron Harinath, stand-in skipper Vikram Solanke and Ricky Ponting looked to have put Surrey in a good position at 232 for 1, but Boyd Rankin struck three times late on to give the Bears hope. Day 2 at Taunton saw Durham close on 163 for 3 after dismissing Somerset for 458. Mark Stoneman is unbeaten on 78, shared a second wicket stand of 102 with Scott Borthwick, who was caught for fluent 56 late on. Jamie Overton again impressed, and Will Smith caught for 7 from the final ball of the day. Earlier, Nick Compton had taken his score to 166, before becoming one of three wickets for Ryan Buckley. Worcestershire didn't hold up Division 2 leaders Northamptonshire for too long on the third day at Wantage Road. The visitors resuming on 97 for 6 in their second innings, all out for 125, as Trent Copeland finishes Northamptonshire's stint with figures of 6 of 41. That left the host needing just 8 to win in the fourth innings, and they now have a 44-point lead at the top of the table. Centuries from Michael Clingan and Alex Skidman helped Gloucestershire rack up 456 for 4 in reply to Glamorgan's 448. Clingan began on 80 and took his stand with Dan Housecoat to 180, prior to the latter departure for 82. Gidman then joined him and added a further 132 before Klinger fell for 142. Gidman was then caught and bowled by Dean Cosker in the final hour, but Gloucestershire still took the lead thanks to Hamish Marshall and Benny Howe. Kent took the bold step of declaring Welsh behind against Hampshire on day 3 in Southampton. Ben Harmison and Darren Stevens both hit fluent half centuries and put on 102 for the sixth wicket. Skipper Geraint Jones then reached 24, before deciding to walk off with his side still 135 runs behind on 321 for 7. The aggressive move paid dividends initially, as Hampshire lost both opens with just 12 on the board. However, they recovered to close on 98 for 3 with a lead of 232 runs. Lancashire wrapped up victory against Leeds Bradford MCCU by 8 wickets. Being set 73 in the fourth innings, openers Tom Smith and Carl Brown added 46, and the win was sealed soon afterwards. Louis Rees and Nick Gubbins had earlier taken their overnight four-wickets down to 135 for the students, but a collapse of 7 for 46 was triggered by the departure of Gubbins for 82, and they were all out for 265. Stephen Parry ended with 5 for 70 with a slow left-arm spin, with Jordan Clark taking 3 for 40 and Gavin Griffith 2 for 81. And Durham MCCU put up a good fight against Derbyshire, but ultimately came up short by 65 runs. Chasing 432 to win, few gave them a chance. Draw their middle order contributed as they made 366. Rishabh Shah and Ivo Hobson took their overnight second wickets down to 110, with Titania Bisnoy and Luke Patel landing 96 for the fourth wicket. There were then further contributions of 53 from Chris Pursehouse, 36 from Ollie Steele, and 31 from Nat Watkins before they were all out. Wes Durston ended the pick of the Derbyshire attack with 3 for 47.